That Wiseman was a mixed community of native and non-native people. And so there were elderly gold miners, there were elderly Eskimo people here, and they're primarily Inupiat Eskimos from the Kobuk, Selawik, Miut, and then Nunamute from the Continental Divide of the Brooks Range. And they had gravitated to Wiseman because of the stores. A lot of the population of native peoples left after World War II. The economy crashed because of gold mining decline. Some of the elderly native people stayed here. And so it was a mixed culture. Whereas when you went to Anituvik or Allakaket, those are primarily Athabascan people in Allakaket. Nunamute Eskimos in Anituvik was I have excellent recollective abilities. I remember being able to remember before I could crawl. I remember pulling myself across the floor, and I remember my mom talking to me and teaching me words and stuff. So when I was 5 and 6 years old, we'd fly to these villages. If a plane landed at those villages off schedule to the once-a-week mail planes or twice-a-week mail planes, everybody in town came out. And so we would land there, and they were, you know, happy to see anybody. So I remember basically people vying over my mom and dad to visit their house. I remember going in sod houses in Anituvik, and they burned willows, and they had caribou dog teams and stuff, which is completely different there now. And so this place was different. Wiseman was different, you know, people. It was a mixed racial makeup here. And so we went. In those days, if you came to Wiseman and wanted to spend the night, the Pioneers of Alaska Hall was open. That was where you could stay. Mm-hmm. And so that's where Bernie Luta's place is over here.
And that was a place here in Wiseman?
That's a place in Wiseman, dead center in the middle of Wiseman. The Pioneers of Alaska had been a benevolent organization that basically acted as the local government in the territorial and pre-territorial days. And so they, when the last pioneer was here, was Harry Leonard, one of the last. There was a non-viable club, but they basically, it was their policy, if anybody needed a place to stay, you could stay over there temporarily. So we'd come to Wiseman, we'd bring sleeping bags and go off in the brush and find a little wood. And, the place was fairly dilapidated.